This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Chet Buchanan Before the Show Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It just feels like we have bonus Before the Show Show time today. I don't know why. It just feels like that. I was like, oh good, we have time to stretch out a little bit on something else. Did you hear about, so you're going, I feel like I need to plan some sort of vacation.
You do. I need to, yeah.
I guess. Because you're going to Europe.
Europe, yep.
What'd you say? England, Amsterdam.
And Paris. Most likely.
Are you stoner? Are you going to Amsterdam because of the weed thing?
No.
You're just going because it's pretty?
Yeah, because I've always wanted to, like, see it, so.
Liar. That's like if I said, are you going to Italy for the food? No. Or like if you asked me, are you going to Italy for the food? No. Come on, man. Everybody sees through this ruse. But just those two, England and Amsterdam?
England, Amsterdam, and Paris. But then I'm thinking of switching up. I don't know. I might hop over to Ireland.
Yes.
We did hear that Irishmen are very,
yeah.
Are
very
attractive. Are we back on that? Are we back on that?
Jess was like, so we heard from a listener a few days ago that like the Irishmen were just the best ones. You had to go over to Ireland to get a man.
Sure.
And so Jess, like, did you see her face? Your eyes,
dude.
By the way, lit up.
I go with the stereotype, and I would say Spain and Italy. I mean, that would just be me.
Well, my mom actually made me think about the Netherlands. She thinks that there's a lot of tall dudes in the Netherlands.
That just sounds like an interchangeable word for undercarriage. In fact, I believe I've used Netherlands as a substitute for, you know, down there.
Sure.
I think this is okay. And you're trying to go on $1,500?
Well, I mean, I'll probably spend a little more. Yeah. Just try not to add on debt, unnecessary debt.
Is that counting your, good Lord, I can't speak all of a sudden. Is that including flights?
No, I already took care of the flights.
Okay, so $1,500 on top of it. Is that including hotel?
Yeah, because I'm going to Airbnb it and I'm splitting it with another gal.
I will tell you that when we went to Atlanta a few years ago, we had an Uber driver, Chet and I did, that was absolutely incredible, but he said he only Ubered on Sundays so that way he could save up money for vacationing like this.
Oh.
So if you want to earn a little extra cash so you have that buffer, I'm just saying.
I actually was thinking about that, but my biggest thing is I don't want to have to give up my weekend. I'm so flippin' lazy.
But if you do like three or four times, it might be a couple extra $100, you know, like do like three different Sundays, and then like you have like maybe a couple hundred extra bucks saved up, and that goes a long way.
But see, I'm from Cali, so I think I'm going to end up getting 2 stars. Because they're going to be like, we had to do the sign of the cross the whole time we were in the car with her.
Are you a bad driver?
I'm not a bad driver. I'm a fast driver.
See, to me, that's a good driver. Half the time I'm in the Lyft or the Uber, and I'm just like, look, I get it. You're being monitored. Can we just move this along?
Right.
I have place. True story. I was having last summer, I was having to go to San Clemente, which, by the way, you can't get there from here. You know what I mean? You gotta want to go.
Yeah.
So I'd have to fly into Orange County.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the first couple of times, I really, because that was like an $80 Lyft ride. You know, it was a lot.
Wow.
It was a lot to go.
Yeah.
And then I realized I could rent a car and I could, it's about the same amount of money and I could drive faster. To get there. I was like, fine. Once I figured out where I was going, I'm like, oh no, this is how this is going to work.
The Chet Buchanan Before the Show Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So is it really down to Hawaii or Mexico for you on your vacation?
Yes.
It seems very pedestrian to me.
Why? Well, because it's
just seems normal. You know what I mean? Like, you were like, we're going on a big vacation. So I'm thinking, what exotic, you know, we're going to rent Jeffrey Epstein's island. He ain't using it.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what I mean? Or whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry. I went back and watched that special that they had a couple of weeks ago. I had fallen asleep while I was watching it. Luckily, I'd recorded it because, like, you know when you feel yourself going out?
Yeah.
You feel yourself going out, and you're like, hit the record button.
You've just enough time with the DVR before you pass out.
Yeah, your last desperate act before you fall asleep. Oh, got to hit record. You reach. Hit the record. Thank you. You wake up the next day. Thank you, Jesus. I got to. So I watch these. Yeah, what has come back? The Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
But his island's free, so I figured somebody could use it.
We're not using the Jeffrey Epstein island. I can tell you that for our
vacation.
You don't
have to fly anybody in. You just be you.
So we discussed a little bit about where we wanted to go, and our biggest issue is I wanted to be all inclusive.
Yeah.
So nice. I don't have to worry about a thing. I want to be able to walk around and then randomly pick up like something off of a platter of food or whatever. Like that's what I want. I know there'll be abundance of food everywhere, and then I can have a coconut or something like that in my hand that I'm drinking some sort of cocktail out of.
There's some booze.
That
in
is
it.
All. Yeah, that's all I really wanted.
I feel like if it comes down to that you're looking for the quality of the all inclusive, and I don't know why I feel this way. I just feel like Mexico's a better bet.
I've heard that, and that's the reason I've never done Mexico on that. I suggested a cruise to him, but he does not like cruises. So I know he's like the one random person in the
world
that does not like cruises. To Mexico?
Yeah, to Mexico.
No, have you ever been cruise?
Oh, yeah, plenty of times. I haven't been in years, but I love cruises.
Okay. Have you been to Mexico?
Oh, yeah.
So do Hawaii. Have you been to Hawaii?
I've not been to Hawaii.
See, go to Maui, dude.
I say Hawaii, but that's because I have the islands tattooed on my back. I love Hawaii.
You do?
I do.
Prove it.
Okay.
No, it's none. I mean, you know what? No, honestly, no, it's none
no,
of my
privacy,
business.
Privacy.
How far? Upper or lower?
On the upper.
Tramp
back.
Stamp?
No.
Hawaiian Islands tramp stamp?
By the way, that would be such a great tramp stamp. Let's make our way from island to island, bro.
I'm glad you had the inappropriate comment because I have a number of them at the ready. Well, my God, we still never talked about this airplane seat thing. So we'll get into that and your first pick all coming up. Hang on.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Pre-Friday. Woo! I like it. We're almost all the way back to a weekend already. Love this. So I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad about this. I always feel bad when they do ridiculous studies. And I think somebody spent time and energy that they could be, you know, doing something worthwhile.
I agree with you.
For the greater good. These people took an online poll. And I appreciate the online poll because I think people tell the truth.
Yeah.
An online poll. Okay, so which seat is best on an airplane? Kayla, window, aisle, or middle? Go.
Window.
Lil Jess.
Window in the exit, bro.
Window in the exit. I'm an aisle guy. 70% like the window seat.
Oh, yeah.
29 said an aisle seat. There was actually 1% of people that say they prefer the middle.
Ugh.
Yeah, and I are both humans of greater than average size.
You know what those are?
We ain't never going to. We ain't never going to like the middle.
So true.
Ever, sorry.
Those are the Spirit, and then I think it was American, because they went through the last 2 years and widened the middle seat. So some people like those now.
And made them cheaper. So if you're in the middle, who gets to use the middle armrest? The top answer, do you get all of the armrests, whoever gets there first, or no armrests? Kayla.
You get all of the armrests.
Lil Jess.
Whoever gets there first.
I think it's not a you can't sit at our table. You know what I mean? You can't.
It is. Who do you think?
I think just kind of who gets. Just everybody get along. Like everybody gets the middle.
Oh, we can get along as long as you keep your mouth shut that I got there first.
Right, but you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't have to be that way. You can have the back of it, and I can have the front of it. You know, or whatever.
And see, good. As you know, you have flown with me several times. I am the ideal middle seat person because I just sit in my seat. Like, I don't really care. I actually like the idea of having, like, those bumpers, and I can rest my arms against them as opposed to on them.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I'm the same way. Yeah. Overall, I'm the same way. For a guy who's 6'2 and change, I take up surprisingly little room. I really don't like. It's not that guy. I'm not the person that needs leg room or what. I'm good. I can fold myself up in it. If it is a window seat, shade up or shade down?
Oh, shade down.
Shade down if it's during the day for
sure. I hate both of you. I hate both of you.
Why do you want the window up?
Just because it's a window. You know what I mean? If you don't want a window,
but
don't
you said
that.
You were an aisle person, so what are you going to do?
Exactly.
Look across me to stare out the window?
Well, sure.
No, that's uncomfortable.
No, it's not. I'm not staring. It's not like I'm sitting there going, damn.
You know what I do?
I've had guys like that.
Okay, but I'm not that guy.
Because some people like the shade up or down, I will bring sunglasses just in case I have that person in my row that's like, I need it up.
Yeah, no, and I prefer it. If it's down, there's nothing I can do about it. That's your job. I wish you had the shade up, but yeah, I'm a shade up guy. Do you recline in your seat?
No, there's no real recline.
No, it's almost pointless. And the aggravation that you know you were putting on the person behind about 46% never do because it feels rude. 11% always do. I do appreciate, I have a great appreciation for the people that say, well, if I'm not supposed to put my seat back, why am I able to put my seat back? I have an appreciation for those people.
Yeah.
I really do. Do you ever use the bathroom on a plane?
Yes. Unfortunately, I take a lot of direct flights to Florida to visit my family, and you have to get up at some point during that flight.
I don't know why I thought you were going to say I take a lot of drugs before I get on a plane. I don't know why I thought so. I drink a lot of water.
Well, it's the long flight and the drugs.
And the drugs.
I try to avoid it.
They're dirty. They're so dirty. But yes, I probably once at the beginning and maybe even once at the end.
I'll wait until someone in my aisle gets up and then I'll go.
There's that too.
That's the other advantage of being the aisle seat. Although, yeah. I don't sweat you if you've got to get up. I am not the person that goes, oh, God.
Yeah.
I'm not that.
I'm totally the aisle seat if that exit window seat is taken.
Yeah.
Then I'm all aisle because my legs are out.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta be out there.
I like knowing I can get out.
That too.
I'm not claustrophobic, but I'm claustrophobic.
Same.
That makes sense.
Same. Yes, it does.
That's part of my thing with the window shade. Mm. I just like the idea that I know that there's still an outside.
I just don't want to see us go down.
Ooh, amen. I can't watch it.
At that point, it don't matter.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Lest you believe that I may be inflexible when it comes to this show. It's not true.
No.
I hate this bit. I didn't want to do this bit. Kayla talked me into doing this bit. And now I'm kind of excited about doing this bit. Now I'm kind of excited. She points out that we have not done this bit since Lil Jess joined the show.
Yeah.
So in the retelling of, you know, some years later, some years from now, when they release the movie about this show. Which I say jokingly, but if in fact they were to do a movie about this show, who do you cast? What Hollywood actors do you cast as us? Who do you cast as me? Who do you cast as Kayla? Who do you cast as Lil Jess? It's just that simple. 702-364-9898. Paw Patrol tickets for when Paw Patrol comes to town in April. Trolls Live, first ever live tour, for those tickets. When that comes to town in August, NASCAR weekend at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, rain or shine. Actually, it's no. If it rains, we won't race. But we have tickets for that. Also, tickets for the Rebels. Rebels lose last night in Reno. Do not let your heart be troubled about this. Rebels just didn't shoot well. Honest to God, I spent the whole game going, we can beat these guys. We could beat. Yeah, I'm still calling the shot. We shocked the world against San Diego State, who is 20-0 and ranked fourth in the nation on Sunday. Free tickets for you. 702-364-9898. Let's go.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
It just struck me why I hate this bit. You know why? Because, okay, how many bald guys do you know in Hollywood? How many guys that shave their head do you know in Hollywood?
Probably like... five.
Name them.
Patrick Stewart.
Oh, great.
Dwayne Johnson.
Oh, there's one. Okay, I'll take that one.
Mm-hmm. Colin Farrell.
Huh?
Colin Farrell.
Since when?
Colin Farrell has shaved his head many times.
Okay. Well, for Vin a Diesel. Role, a lot of people would do this. Yeah, I'd take Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel. So four off the top of my head.
But here's the deal. When we do this bit, it's always going to be one of those guys. You know what I mean? Like, they'll always pick one of those guys. Like, great. Typecast much? Me.
Well, it's the same thing for, like, me. I'm plus size, so you're going to automatically go to, like, a plus size actress.
That's some BS.
That's all good. There's some good ones.
I want someone to base my character on personality, so that's my fingers crossed.
Okay, so if you got to film the movie, and you got to film the movie, who do you cast as us in the movie? Kevin, we'll start with you.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy. How's life in Aliante today?
Chilling.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. All right, so in the movie, who plays Lil Jess?
Melissa McCarthy.
See, that's what
she's a good one.
Although
her personality,
funny.
She's a good
she's
one.
Funny. Your
so
personality
good.
Is good.
Yeah. Well, I think for me, it's really hard to try to cast me because you say Melissa McCartney, but she's not 6'3".
That's
so it's like you have
problem.
All those. Yeah. But I love
lived.
Her.
Yeah. No, she's funny. She'd be good. Who plays Kayla?
Jennifer Aniston.
Hell yeah, dude.
That's right.
Kevin wins. Kevin, everybody else hang
up. Can you imagine Melissa McCartney and Jennifer Aniston on the same set together?
Yeah, that would be funny.
Hey, who plays me?
Yeah, you're not going to agree with me. We don't need somebody with a bald head.
That's what I'm talking about.
I got Brad Pitt.
That's right, I'm talking
one
about.
Of those caps on. Right. Put one of those caps on.
Right. Kevin wins. Kevin
That's
wins.
That's a method That's actor right
Kevin
there.
Wins. All right, hang on 1 second. Well, see, we all feel pretty good about that.
I feel really
good.
This bit can be very uncomfortable. But we all feel pretty good after that one. Hey, Peyton in Northtown. Hey.
Hey.
All right, who plays me?
All right, I got the perfect one, J.K. Simmons.
Why is that why is that got to be perfect?
You got pretty much the same voice, the quick wit. I mean.
I'll take it.
That's you.
I know, I'll take it. I like
Simmons.
I like him. Who plays the farmer's guy?
Yes, okay.
Farmer's guy. Plays Kayla?
I got Brie Larson.
God, dude, they
That's
like you.
Good. All right, I'll take it.
I'm enjoying this bit because look how happy you
Oscar
are.
Oscar winner.
All right. Lil Jess is like, all right, give it to me. All right, who plays Lil Jess?
I got Eva Longoria.
Hey! That's right, I love it.
There you go.
That is
there
good.
You go. All right, I take it back. Hey, Kevin, you probably still win, but you know. It's not as big a gap as it was a minute ago. It was, you know, this is funny. Is this really true that this is the consensus pick for me?
Oh yes,
here,
of course.
Here on out, Erica, who plays me in this movie?
Good morning, Bruce Willis.
I would love that.
Oh, Bruce Willis would be great. Yeah.
I love Bruce Willis.
I've got some in comedy roles, so I think it'd be perfect.
I love that. You guys love Kayla. Who plays Kayla in the movie?
Anna Kendrick, sweet, funny.
Honestly,
it's perfect.
Honestly,
America's
yes.
All Modern.
It's so great,
there's
though.
There's a bit of a physical, what do you call that? They look alike.
Okay. Oh, physical resemblance. Got
That's
it.
The word, resemblance.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, they look, yeah,
Thank
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
All right. And then who plays Lil Jess?
Rebel Wilson.
With
yes.
that mouth. With that mouth.
Dude, honestly, personality-wise, you couldn't pick a better one,
yes,
too.
Yes, yes. She's actually
mouth.
Someone I thought for me.
Hang on a second. Bubba, yeah, but Bubba knows how to play us. Bubba in Northtown, hey.
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 All right, who plays Kayla?
Natalie Portman.
Solid. Solid.
Yeah.
Who plays me?
I had Bruce Willis, but I did some thinking about it, and I wanted to get someone that's more like your body type, so I went with Jason Statham.
I was like, okay, where are you going
this
with this?
Go really bad.
I was like, Bubba, where are you going with this?
That's so funny.
I was thinking more like John Candy. You know, God rest his soul. Yeah. I was like, yeah, no, okay. And then who plays Lil Jazz?
Of course, J-Lo.
Hey! Oh, you know what? Kayla, if Jason Statham plays me in the movie, what does it sound like?
I'm Jason Statham.
Actually, it's no. It's
so not. I am Chip Buchanan.
Thank you. Who's the real problem in this relationship? Is it Roxanne or is it Arizona Zervis? Okay, by the mere fact that his name is Arizona, I think he's high maintenance. I think she thinks he's an. And she thinks she just wants
to get down, man. It sounds like she just wants to party all night.
Yeah, and she thinks he's a hole.
Yeah.
And she thinks he's a player. but all she wanted to do is party all night. Who's the problem in the relationship right now?
Arizona Zervis.
I think it's Arizona Zervis. And I think he's just, I think he's complaining and whining, and he's the problem.
Don't try to control her, Arizona.
He's trying to control her. Mm-hmm. All the things you loved about her in the beginning,
yep,
you don't love about her now.
Right?
Now you're trying to control her. What are you doing, man?
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
And he does his little whiny TikTok video and gets a hit record
exactly
out of it.
Right.
This ain't right, people. It just ain't right.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
These are the things I think about.
Yeah.
I'm very passionate.
About
I take
it.
The man at his word. No. We'll just stay out of it. She's like, I don't know. She's like, I'm not even sure what's happening right now. I thought we were doing good feeling story of the day. I don't know what's going on.
Yes.
I'm like, I'm just trying to get the raw, real you. Mm-hmm. Just trying to get your real feelings.
That's what you do. You know, you treat everyone like an onion. You're just trying to peel back those layers, really get to know the artist. I can appreciate that.
After 5 years, I really believe you get me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No.
You're an onion peeler.
I think we just had a breakthrough in our relationship. So this dude, he's the only cashier. And it's late at night, so how many people have multiple cashiers at a gas station late at night?
Especially
when you're outside of Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Oh, wow. Oh,
my God. So dude gets super sick. So sick that he thinks he's in danger. He calls 911 right about midnight. Calls his boss and says, I'm so sick. You know, you got to get somebody else in here.
Yeah.
Paramedics show up. They want to take this guy to the hospital. Nobody else is there. In the meantime, you don't think it's a big deal, but, you know, one customer,
yeah,
two customers,
yes,
turns into five customers. What are you going to do? So instead of telling people to leave and locking the doors, the paramedics and the firemen said, we'll do this.
We took care of our patient. The ambulance crew came. We got him on the stretcher. He went to the hospital.
Me and Jim got the guy to the ambulance. I came back in and Chris was checking people out.
Customers were coming in, you know, wanted to buy gas, and there's nobody else to help them.
Getting the drawer open was a little tricky. I kept pushing a button that kept saying something error, and I hit cancel, and then I could find the cash register button.
And I don't think there's any other department that wouldn't do what we did. Firefighters, the fire industry, we're here to help. It doesn't really matter what capacity or in what role.
The Chris they were talking about is Captain Chris Whelan and the rest of his boys, and they apparently... It was like 90 minutes of them hanging out late at night with the drunks coming in. Late at night at the convenience store. Yeah, I'd like a pack of Swishers. Because, you know, yeah. late at night, need a Gatorade. You guys have Pedialyte? No? All right, well, I'll take a Gatorade and some Swishers.
Mm-hmm. Where are the chips at, bro?
Where the right there next to the register. And then, you know, they're right there close. Can I get $7 in cash? And the best news is the cashier who was sick, treated and released, and he's just fine.
Oh, good.
He's just fine. And again,
that's awesome.
And again, you know how I love my good feeling stories of the day to end. All's well that ends well. It's your good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome. To the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Can I just ask you a random question? This falls under the heading of I don't believe this needs a P1 sport, but okay. I wanna ask the question. So, dude is out. It's a radio dude. Okay, so this is. I was just talking to a buddy of mine. So he's out doing. He's not doing an appearance. He's like just out with friends. They actually went bowling, which I think is awesome. They went bowling. Some girl comes over, starts talking to him, and I guess she's smoking hot way out of this guy's league. In the course of their conversation, she starts drinking his beer.
Ew.
Like, doesn't ask. It's like back in the Midwest, so I guess that's how they do.
That's what they do. That's how you mark your territories. You start drinking the guy's beer.
Okay, I'm interested that you said that. Is she marking her territory?
Oh, for sure.
Is she flirting?
Definitely flirting, but totally marking her territory, because the second you do that, you show every other, you're peacocking, you show every other girl in the place that that is what you have claimed.
Is there a different, okay, no, not drinking his beer, drinking one of his beers. Okay, I assumed she just picked up his beer and said, I'll take a swig out of this.
Yeah.
Which that would be a really...
Gross. It's a bold move.
It would be a bold move. Yeah. That would be up in my personal business.
Yeah.
But, okay, so you got a bucket of beers there. She just grabs one and starts drinking it. Is she flirting or is she just getting a free beer?
Oh, in that case, she's getting a free beer is what happens.
So if she's drinking his... Yeah, I need to get clarification on this. Because the first time he said it, and then I said, hey, will you write this down for send this to me? Because I want to ask.
Oh no, then, she's totally using him. See, I've pulled moves like this before in my younger days.
So you went over, played nice, so you could get a free beer.
Absolutely. That is not. And by the way, all girls do this at some point in their life. And by the way, you're talking to someone. They're like, I worked through college just so I didn't have to do this. But there's something exciting about going and getting a free drink at the bar. You talk to the guy long enough, and then you give the signal to your friend, and they're like, they flag you over. You're like, oh, sorry, I just got to go talk to my friend. And he already got two drinks out of it.
Can I tell you something on the other side of it, too? There's something exciting about the idea that, well, you just never know.
Yeah.
This is better than a flat-out rejection. I mean, she may be using me for these drinks, but at least I've got enough game that she chose me to sponge off of. You know what I mean?
Right? Okay, yeah.
Like, I got a shot. So, so if it was his beer, she's flirting.
If it was his beer, yeah, his personal beer that he was already drinking, she is flirting and marking her territory.
If it's not his beer, it's one of his beers. Man, that's one letter. One letter changes the whole thing.
Exactly.
If it's one of his beers, not so much.
No, she's totally using for drinks. Because if you were really trying to impress the guy, you'd probably order your own drink. If you were really like
and
into
let him
it,
pay
like,
for it?
I mean, maybe, yeah. Buckets of beer are really easy to pick off of, so that's the reason.
See, I always think these things are cut and dried and super easy, and then we get into it, and it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you say no flirt.
No.
No flirt or flirt?
I think she's flirting either way. Yeah. Because she's flirting her way to a free beer. So either way, she's flirting.
Oh, but if you're just flirting to get the free beer, that's not flirting. That's manipulating. That's something. That's another
word. I
like that. Queen of manipulation.
That's another word that's not flirting somewhere in this mess.
P1s are the good people that listen to this show on purpose.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And for that, we thank you.
I have the biggest smile right now.
The Chep Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
All right, Jess, I want to set down guidelines on this right from jump. No whining. No whining, no complaining. I find this fascinating, though, because it brought another story to mind, and I'm searching for the other story. But the idea that this girl approached our boy Jared and then weaseled her way in, and whether she was flirting or not flirting, decided to, I'm just going to grab one of his beers and start drinking it. Why not? If a dude did that, you're getting punched in the face.
Oh, really?
If a guy comes over, okay, see, this girl, we're able to have a discussion. Was she flirting or was she just trying to get a free beer? Oh, how adorable. Because she's hot and she's able to do it. You know what I mean? And that's great. And that's all the farther it gets. There wasn't a single one of us that went, what? How dare she do that? Nobody even thought that.
Yeah.
Did you have one negative thought about this woman?
No.
Other than she might be manipulating this poor guy to get a beer. Did you have one negative thought about her?
No.
What are things that only women can get away with? If a dude did that, they'd call the cops.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I'm trying to think of the situation. If I was at a bowling alley and we were with my girls and we had a bucket of beer and some dude came over and we were having a conversation. It was a delightful conversation. And he just picks up a beer. I'd be like,
yeah, what are you doing, bro?
What the hell is happening?
You would
right
go
now
to the manager.
Exactly.
You would go. You would ask to speak to the manager. You would want compensation for that beer. You would.
Yeah, it's true.
Would you?
If he was tall, dark, and handsome, Stop I it. Would not.
Stop it.
If you knew.
And I found the story. There is a woman that her thing is to travel the world. She's single. And she goes around and kisses strangers in front of landmarks.
Oh, okay.
Stuff like that. Or just in situations and post them on social. For example, she just grabbed some dude at the Eiffel Tower. She grabbed another dude at the Colosseum in Rome. If a guy, even if a guy asked, if a guy said, hey, look, I'm doing an Instagram thing. Do you mind if I plant one on you and we take a picture? They'd call the cops. You would get arrested. What are things that only women can do, that women get away with? Only women can do it.
Oh, I have one.
Things that only girls can get away with. A girl could go up and kiss a guy. A girl on a bachelorette party scavenger hunt. Hey, could I take a picture and I'm got my hand inappropriately placed? Sure.
Yeah.
If a guy walked up, hey, we're on a bachelor party. It's a scavenger hunt for a bachelor party. Do you mind if I just come and get a handful?
No, thank you. No, thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you.
That's what I would say, honestly.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
And
so
where,
true.
And where are the police?
Yep.
Things that only girls can get away with.
If you're listening on purpose, you're a P1.
All right.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Girl goes up to a guy at a bowling alley, starts talking to him, smoking hot, way out of his league. Our boy Jared's just sitting there like, damn. You know, and just hoping and praying that this has something to do with him.
Yeah.
At one point, she just grabs one of his beers, starts drinking it. That's something only a girl could do. A guy could never get away with
it. It's very true, because if the situation was reversed and it was like my group of girls and some guy did that, I'd be mad.
The obvious one, too, Lauren, what's something that only a girl can do?
Flirt their way out of traffic tickets.
I'll take you another step further. Cry their way out of a traffic ticket.
It's true. But I do have another point, and that's these girls are getting away with it because guys are letting them. If the guy had said, you can't have a beer, then she wouldn't have gotten a beer. So that's, if you let them get away with it, they're going to get away with it.
No one's complaining, I don't think.
Exactly.
She was smoking hot, supposedly.
And that's why they get away with it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Lauren. Have a great day. Kayla, you said you had one? Things
mirror,
that only girls can do?
Mirror selfies. A girl, here's my thing. When I look at a mirror, if I'm looking through my timeline and like I see a couple mirror selfies of like girls, I'm like, oh, cute. Look at that outfit. That's nice. And then if I see a guy like just single, like shirt off in the like taking a mirror selfie, I immediately think thirsty. I don't know why. I immediately think that.
Really?
Girls' mirror selfies are thirsty.
I don't think that, though. I'm like, I look at that, and to me, it's like, oh, no, she's just posting her cute little outfit.
That's funny. That's a different angle on that.
I think women get away with more physical contact, like rubbing someone's back, slapping on the booty.
Oh. I agree with that, because I'm a toucher. Like, I'll touch someone's hand or whatever. Yeah. I do have bubble issues, but, like, I'll let someone know, and I'll, like, you know.
Sure.
But yeah, if a guy does that to me, I'm like, ooh, don't touch me.
Yeah, you don't like anybody touching you, but you do. Yeah, you reach out.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Personal space means nothing to you.
Also, women get away with going to the restroom with each other.
That's true.
You never see, like, dudes like, yeah, dude, let's go to the restroom.
Yeah, you're never. Hey, man, I'm going. You want to go?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because, and by the way, if guys do that, it's usually something shady. it's usually something that, yeah, I believe I've said too much at this point already. Thanks for the calls, y'all.
Jeff Buchanan.
I listen in the mornings.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
So there's this country artist. His name's Chase Rice. He's mad at The Bachelor.
Yep.
Because he's claiming that he got bamboozled. I don't know how this could happen. And apparently they were in negotiations for this for like a year. So I don't know how that can be either, but whatever. So the short version of it is they go, hey, Chase Rice, country artist. We want you to perform on The Bachelor. Okay. You know, it's going to be like we're going to do a private show for The Bachelor and he was having
a concert, and then they do a special
private show. Yeah. It'll actually say that in the clip here in just a second. So, here, I'll just play the clip now.
I have a surprise for Victoria. We have our own private Chase Rice concert.
Oh my God. Chase and I dated.
Wait, what?
I can't do this.
I can't do this. Honestly, it's deliciously evil that they did that. Yeah. That they found out that this girl used to date this country star, Chase Rice guy. And they set up this whole private concert deal.
Oh, gosh.
And she's like, there's nothing more awkward when were you on a date and ran into your ex. I think Amy and I were married. I think we were. And we never do this. We never, ever do this. But we were, we went out to breakfast, and for whatever reason, I don't like sitting with my back to the room. And Amy, so it was one of those, you know, where there's the booth and the table and then the chair on the other side.
Yeah.
And I just didn't want to have my back to the room. And there was plenty of room. So I'm sitting next to Amy. We're being those people.
You're same side booth couple.
We were same side booth couple. But we never do that. It was just so odd that it would be this time. And so we're there, and I'm in my own world, not really paying attention. And it happens sometimes that I'll go out and people will know.
Mm-hmm.
People will see me.
Yeah.
Hey, Chet, what's up? So Amy kind of nudges me, and she goes, why is that lady staring at you? And I'm just, and literally I don't think anything of it. I go, I don't know. Maybe she's, maybe she'll say hi. Maybe she won't.
Yeah.
She goes, no, she's really staring a hole through you. And I didn't really, I had noticed that she was looking, but I didn't care. And it was my ex-wife.
Oh no.
The one time that my current, and I think we were married by then. But Amy and Joy, not face to face. I went over. After I realized, I looked up and we kind of made eye contact, and she was like, hi. You know, a little wave.
Oh, awkward.
Hi. And so then I went over.
Yeah, you kind of have to at that point.
And said hi. We exchanged pleasantries.
Hmm.
And that was it. But 702-364-9898. You ever been on a date? Run into your ex?
Yes.
Ooh, really?
Yeah. And it had been like the fourth date. And I was like, well, I like to dance. And he really wasn't into clubs. But anyways, we went to a club. And when
club?
Yeah, a club.
Name it.
Some club, and I think it was, you know what? It was 10 years ago.
Was it here?
I was bombed. Yeah. It was in one of the casinos.
I got you.
I want to say New York, maybe.
You're off the hook. Sure. Studio 54 before
something
it closed.
Something like that.
Back in the day. Awesome. And who'd you run into?
So we walk in and we're at the bar, and he's ordering, and I turn around and I see my ex with the girl he cheated on me with.
Your baby daddy?
Yes. Maybe daddy.
Wow.
So I could tell he immediately got uncomfortable. But whatever. I'm like, we just got here. So we're dancing. We're having a good time. And at one point, I somehow get us dancing over to where they are. And then I reach over and grab my baby daddy's butt.
Love it. Because you're drunk and you're on a date and you don't care.
And because I knew he was uncomfortable. So I wanted to make it even more uncomfortable.
Fantastic.
Very funny.
No, I love that.
Evil,
I love
and
that.
And I like it, too.
You ever run into an ex on a date?
I have not.
You never?
Never.
In your life?
Never. Not that I can recall, honestly.
Oh, you'd know. Oh, no, trust me, you'd know. That's something you don't forget.
Yeah.
Because it's so, and it's just weird.
I take it back.
Okay, hold on to that. And it's unlike anything else. And then you can either, there are three ways. You either duck and run. You go over and make nice,
yeah,
like I
like
did.
You did.
Or you make it more uncomfortable on them like Will just did.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen to it every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I'll tell you what, if you look up manufactured drama in the dictionary and the picture of The Bachelor comes up, even by their standards, this is pretty rough. Chase Rice is a country artist of some renown.
Yep.
Has some hits. And so they were putting together a thing. This is nasty.
I have a surprise for Victoria. We have our own private Chase Rice concert.
Ah, Peter the Pilot's all excited. Oh, we scored a
country concert.
She loves country, I guess. I don't know. And we scored a private thing. I'm totally getting laid. You know what I mean?
Right?
Yeah.
And then
I have a surprise for Victoria. We have our own private Chase Rice concert.
Oh my God. Chase and I dated.
Wait, what?
I can't do this.
No, you probably shouldn't. How weird is, by the way, is that like the ultimate in weird? It would be weird even in the best of situations.
Yeah.
Dude's up there playing and it's just the two of you. I don't want that. I don't want that. Private concert. Shut up with that. Everybody thinks that'd be a great idea. Oh, that would be awesome. Post Malone playing just for us. And meanwhile, he's like staring at you.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean? You don't know what to do with your hands. You don't know where to look. You don't, this is not a good idea at all. But then on top of it, now that's your ex.
Well, so awkward.
This sucks.
Mm-hmm.
In a large way. When were you on a date and ran into your ex? Danielle, you were also at a concert, yes?
Yes, I was.
Please tell the particulars.
Well, I was going to see Childish Gambino with an ex of mine, but we broke up before the concert happened. We both love Childish Gambino, so we kept our tickets. And I was like, oh, you know, I'll take my new boyfriend. Bought him a ticket. And, my ex happened to keep his ticket, too. He also decided he was going to take his new girl or girlfriend, whatever the case may be.
Wait a minute. So why is yours? Why does it sound like the person that you're dating now is legit, and the person that he's dating is just a whatever that is?
Well, they're not together anymore, but we're still together. It's been like 7 years.
I got you. I'm just asking. I'm just trying to define
That's
terms
so
here.
So funny.
So that wasn't awkward at all.
Oh well, I mean, it gets a little bit better. So there was a big line to get into the show. Of course, you know. We get there about an hour early, and guess who I'm standing next to in line?
Come on.
I would have gotten out of line. Oh, my God.
No.
I kept trying to ask people, like, hey, you can move in front of us if you want, but the people were like, no, it's all right. And I was like, okay. I didn't want to make things even more awkward.
You should have grabbed his booty.
Yeah, right? Yeah, just do the little gist.
Yeah, I stood there, you know, for like an hour next to each other in line, desperately trying to ignore each other.
Did you point that out to your, like, now husband or boyfriend or whatever he is? Did you point that out?
Later, because we kept running into each other during the show.
Jesus.
And he was like, don't you know that guy?
Where was this show at? The bathroom?
Cosmo in the Chelsea.
Oh, sure. Because you know what? Chelsea, just big enough to be awesome, just small enough that you can't get away.
Yes. Hiding.
So funny. Yeah, we kept like dancing next to each other. And then I just kind of guide my boyfriend away. And it was awkward.
Oh yeah, no.
Well, I'm sorry, your ex-boyfriend ruined the concert for you.
Freaking
rude.
Jerk.
That's I know.
Awful.
And his whatever.
Hey, yeah, we gotta go. Danielle, thank you so much. So final exam today. Brought to you by Meineke, home of the 1995 synthetic blend oil change. Boom, that just happened.
Mm-hmm.
Meineke. Final exam answer just happened. Boom.
Boom.
According to Little Jess, what do you absolutely have to do when you run into your ex? What's the answer?
Grab his booty.
That's right. she's like, wait a minute. What did I say? Grab
his booty.
You grab that booty. Melanie, when were you on a date and you ran into your ex?
I was at Sushi Coma, and I was with my fiance at the time of the story, now my husband, and I was 8 months pregnant.
Oh, God.
And so the waiter comes over, and I can see it from afar. I was like, oh, my God, he looks so familiar. And then he walks up, and I just look down because I know who it is. I'm looking down, And I order looking down. I don't make eye contact with anyone. And he walked away, and my fiance was like, are you okay? Like, who was that? I was like, oh, my God, that's my ex. You got to go. Like, I don't want to even eat here. Keep in mind, I'm 8 months pregnant. I don't want to be in this situation. I'm already embarrassed enough, you know? It's just like, geez. It's like, I we got to go. We didn't even eat there. We just left.
That's how upset Melody is now, just with the memory of it.
Oh, my God.
It's nightmarish. So did you just bail?
Huh?
You just bailed? You just got out.
Yeah, no, we left. We left. And then we had a real serious conversation on the way to McDonald's because we couldn't.
Dude.
I didn't want to go anywhere else. I was like, God forbid, just my luck, it's going to be, you know, another ex running into someone else, you know? Like, that's
funny.
We were like, McDonald's, let's go home. And then we talked about it. He was like, what was that? And I explained, here's the story. It's all in the past, you know, whatever.
I know. And we all say that. We all think we're so mature. We do. We all, it's in the past. It doesn't matter. No, it matters. It's just, it's weird. It's weird. And then all of a sudden, no matter how mature and amazing you think you are and how confident you are, you're like sizing yourself up against them. And God, the whole thing is just, Melanie, thank you so much. We appreciate you. I love this. Hi, Ryan always has a great story. We'll get to her in just a minute. Anastasia, it says here on the screen, my husband's boyfriend's...
Best friends.
Oh, best friends. Oh, yeah, husband, boyfriend. That wouldn't work out. Well, I mean, it might. It is 2020.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work, dropping the kids to school.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, bachelor treachery, and honestly, usually... I don't like this kind of thing. Manufactured drama. Oh, they're just stirring it up just to make it. This isn't real. It's not reality.
No, nothing about The Bachelor is real, but that's why it's so great.
Yeah, honestly, because they're so good at it.
Yes.
So they set this deal up. It's Pete the Pilot, right?
Pete the Pilot.
He's all excited because they're going to do he's a private concert. What's her name?
Victoria F.
Victoria, yes. Victoria F, and you know what the F's going to stand for after this. Oh, they get the private concert. You know, yeah.
Hey, surprise for Victoria. We have our own private Chase Rice concert.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, Jesus. Because it's...
Chase and I dated.
What?
I can't do this.
Oh, little hoochie.
So dramatic.
Yeah, it's so dramatic. But when were you on a date and you ran into your ex? I can always, I know this for a fact. I see Hot Ryan on the screen. I know gold is coming. I do. Hot Ryan, you were on a date. You ran into your ex. Where were you at?
So we were just at the store, and I was with my now husband. We were just dating at the time. And as he's walking down one of the aisles, he just like stops and turns around and is just white as a sheet. And I'm like, okay, so then out of the corner of my eye, I see her, who I vaguely recognize, but with his reaction, I'm like, oh, okay, that's who this is. So I'm like, just go. Like, we got stuff to do. Like, who cares, you know? So she turns to him, and she's like, oh, my God, hey, hi, what's going on? And, you know, they chit-chat for a second, and then he introduces me. She does not look at me. She does not acknowledge me, doesn't shake my hand, doesn't say hello. Oh. And so I'm just standing there kind of awkwardly like, okay, I exist. Hi. And so then he's just like awkwardly shuffles on like, okay, let's go. Cause my husband's very awkward and not confrontational at all.
Sure.
But yeah, it was fun.
Did he cheat on her with you?
Not as far as I know.
But I've never done deep.
Yeah, I don't know. She's too cheerful. She's too happy to see
him.
Yeah. Don't, you know what? I said that. I'm not trying to make trouble.
Yeah,
don't forget
maybe she's just jealous because I did win, you know. I'm
right.
Right. So,
and you're hot. And you're hot, Ryan. How's she going to stand up to that?
Powerless to be otherwise, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying to you. Have a great day. You're awesome as always. Anastasia, I love this. So your husband's best friend's wedding. What happened?
So my husband's best friend was getting married. So, of course, he was the best man. He had been gone all day. So I got ready by myself and my mom. And as I was walking into the church with a bunch of our friends, somebody got the door for me. And as I look up to say thank you, it was my longtime ex from right before I got married.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
my God.
He was the
He was the assistant photographer for the day.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Oh, no. Was there an awkward conversation?
Well, there was that moment where we both were just like, oh.
Great. And then while you're out there, and while you're dancing at the reception, you notice he's staring at you longingly while they're having to take those pictures. Oh, that's.
Well, all of these guys were at our wedding, too. So as we're just sitting there, I tried to kind of keep my back to him to, like, ease some of the awkwardness, but they were always like, hey, guess who's looking? Wonder how many
it was his jerk.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I guess how you with me out there.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Vegas Golden Knights are on the all-star break and the bye week. Couldn't have come at a better time. Just struggling a little bit.
Yeah.
Fire the coach, get a new coach, all of this. So they'll play at Carolina next Friday. Four more games on the road, and then they'll be back home on February 8th. Doesn't that seem like a long
way? Yeah. But they get a full week off for the All-Star stuff?
That's what I just said. The All-Star game and then the bye week right now, and then next Friday they'll play at Carolina. Yeah.
Wow.
Good news, though. Mark Stone got engaged.
Yay!
Well, nice. Mark Stone got engaged. Congratulations. Rebels lose to that school up north last night. They made their shots. We did not. That's what I mean. It was no more difficult than that. We could not. As my mother used to say, the running Rebels could not hit their butt with their hand. They could not hit water. If they threw it off a boat, my mother would say back in the day. I still believe we are going to shock the world against San Diego State on Sunday. San Diego State's 20-0, ranked fourth in the country. And I still think we shock the world on Sunday at the Thomas and Mack Center. We have free tickets for you later on the final exam. So a minute ago, we were talking about people who ran into their exes on a date, kind of like with this nonsense on The Bachelor of this country guy, Chase Rice, and they're going to do a private show, and Pete the Pilot's going to be awesome, and he's really going to impress this girl. And
I have a surprise for Victoria. We have our own private Chase Rice concert.
Oh, my God. Chase and I dated.
What?
I can't do this.
That is just not awkward in the slightest.
No,
that's... And again, I say, is this not weird to begin with? Like, you're just, like, even if you've never, if the three of you have never met each other, so he's going to be up there playing and it's just going to be the two of you, like, slow dancing or whatever.
So it's awkward. Weird.
Yeah, the whole thing's,
The weird thing is, like, if you see in the promo, she knows he doesn't know during the promo.
Oh, sure.
So you could tell it's completely awkward and, like, and then she tells him out.
So it was afterwards?
I think she tells him after the concert.
What?
Because he surprises her and she's ridiculous.
Yeah, but you know what? That's when you dig your nails into his arm and you turn around and you go, I need to speak to you. I need to talk to you over here just for one moment. That's when that happens. So I love when one bit dovetails into another. As a follow-up to people who were out on a date and ran into an ex and how awkward that can be, she says, not the same, but sort of. My now husband really wanted to use Bruno Mars, Just the Way You Are.
When I see you.
She said in our wedding, I don't know whether it was going to be like their first dance or whether it was going to be, you know, it was going to be like while she walks down the aisle or what, you know, whatever it's going to be.
Yeah.
That was the song that was playing when I first with my ex.
Oh,
that's awkward.
Which now begs the question. When did a song that meant something to you get ruined? You had a song, it was meaningful.
Yeah.
And how did that song get ruined? I will tell you, I liked that. What did we decide the song was called? Because I put it out of my head. That Zed song, Clarity?
Clarity, yeah.
I'll play a clip of that in a minute too. But so there was a song, Clarity. There was a DJ in our industry, a morning show guy, that a lot of people in this industry really, really loved. And his name was Kid Craddock. and he was in Dallas, and he was really great and really really good to other people in this business. And he just all of a sudden had a heart attack, died. So they do a tribute show for him, you know, like I would hope any of us would, you know, would get if something mm-hmm. like that
yeah.
happened. And they're playing clips from the, you know, from the past and all that kind of stuff. And honestly, if I'm doing that, there's no music. You know what I mean? There's no music
no.
that day. You're going from one thing to the next. So this goes on for like 45 minutes and they're playing stuff and it's really emotional. And then they go, okay, well, we'll be back with more in a minute. And the, you know, the Kid Craddock Memorial Show, whatever. And they play Clarity by Zedd. And I went, how, all that I can ever think of when I heard that song was death. And then, and I believe it also popped up somewhere like I got in the car or something like right after my dad died. Or something.
Oh,
I know there was another tie-in with that mm-hmm. I've blocked it out of my mind. I really have. All I know is the Clarity by Zedd, no freaking way. Like, I don't need it.
Oh, yeah.
It's not even in the system here, which is weird to me, but all right. So I guess I won't be playing a clip for you. But, 702-364-9898. You ever have a song that just got completely ruined? Text line at 82985. Sarah McLachlan, any of them, ruined by those dog commercials.
Of course.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Hit us up. You know what to do. Chet Buchanan Show, 98.5 KLUC.
Wake me up.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
Wake me up, 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 up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
The other one they use in those dog commercials. Melanie's wedding song was Pretenders, I'll Stand By You. I'll stand by you.
I'll stand by you.
Wow, we're not good. But yeah, you know the song we're talking about
yes.
that they use on the dog commercials mm-hmm. now? She's like, yeah, that was my wedding song. Ruined.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. What song that used to be meaningful to you got ruined, Bobby?
So it will date me. It would be Nelly and Kelly Rowland's Boo.
Hell yeah.
And okay.
So in high school, that's what got my boyfriend at the time caught up. He basically told all of his girls this was their jam. And one of the girls called into y'all's radio station. And of course, I was listening. And she said his name, her name, and this was their song. And he got all caught up.
Oh, no, you know what? No, it was Usher and Alicia Keys. That's who that was. My Boo?
Oh.
My Boo?
No, it was Nelly and Kelly Rowland. I don't know what song it was. It was so long ago, but there was at least five girls that got caught up in all of that.
No, I know what you're talking about.
You know, yeah.
No, that was the other one. Wasn't this one.
Dilemma.
Yes. Oh, man. Terrible.
I like Usher and Alicia Keys. Dilemma was the other one?
Dilemma.
And he told all the girls, this is our jam.
Yeah, this is our jam. This is our song. And you feel cute. You feel sweet. You know, he thought about me. He thought about this song. No.
It's actually very smart because he didn't have to remember all these different songs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Until somebody calls into the radio station trying to, you know, be cute.
Well, you know what? We try to help the community however we can. You know
right,
what I mean?
Hey, I'm just saying, though, after that, I met my husband now of 18 years, so I can't complain. Thank you, guys.
Thank God.
Nice.
Dilemma. Hang on a second. I just need a little taste of dilemma here before we go. Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, baby. It's for you.
Let me drop a verse.
It's for only for you. Oh, what are you doing?
She's doing her Britney Spears go.
What are you doing? You're a little nasally, dog. What are you doing?
No, dropping a verse.
Hang on, here we go.
No matter what I do, all I think about is you. Even when I'm with my boo.
Kayla sounds great with her mic off. Jess, you're doing all right.
I do all right, as long as the song's on.
You know, you're doing all right. That's exactly
it.
Get away from me,
my boo.
Get away from my microphone.
Oh, that's a good player
that's
song.
That is.
Yeah, it is. I got one that tops that, though.
I'm interested. Hang on one second. Joy and Centennial, what song got ruined for you?
Heaven by Bryan Adams.
Why?
It's not that it got ruined, but that was my wedding song in 2001 in March.
Okay.
And then, I don't know if you guys remember what happened that year, but September 11th.
Sure.
And then that song came on with all the little kids' voices where...
Yeah, the Heaven 9/11. Yeah. Which, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Even right now, my heart is beating so fast because of that song.
Yeah, that sucks. That's a, well, that's a downer now.
I know.
That was that bit was fun up until then. Is yours?
Mine's
yours
in, by the way. It's over there.
Okay.
I had a gut feeling that my ex was cheating. Baby daddy, right?
Okay.
And the thing is, when I get that feeling.
Let me play it first.
No, let me play it first.
I got to play it first. I got to.
Would you be my
look out now.
That's a player song for sure.
Is this when Dwayne was, you know?
It was before him.
Oh, okay.
But when I get that feeling, I go full-blown detective. So I got software that allows you to spy on what is typed on the computer.
What is wrong?
So I knew it. All this dialogue came through of him and another girl, and they just always constantly reference Tyrese's Sweet Lady.
Are you kidding?
And I freaking hate that song now. No!
Tyrese.
I forgot that he was a musician.
Tyrese used to have the greatest drop, too. Yo, this is Tyrese. We were buddies with Tyrese. He played a summer jam and stuff. I think, didn't he come back around and do Chippendales at one point?
Oh, really?
I think I would have watched that. Anyway, Tyrese, you listen, and it was back in the Morning Zoo days. It was the Morning Zoo, 98.5 KLUC. Don't get it twisted, pimp juice. You feel pretty good about it now.
Because I'm over my ex.
Okay, good.
Closure.
Play a player. I was so distracted by Kayla's singing, I didn't get her story. Okay, what song got ruined for you?
Teenage Dream by Katy Perry.
I think it's this one right here.
You and I will be young forever.
This sounds like sunshine and springtime and driving by the beach.
The back in the day when like Glee was on, they had this on Glee, and it was one of the best songs that ever happened on Glee, and I couldn't even enjoy it.
Why?
Because
I thought maybe you were going to say Glee ruined it, because they did that for a lot of songs for me.
No.
They did. I hate it.
So when I was 24, if you guys remember when I was 24, I dated a guy that was almost 50.
Yes.
And what? So, yes, oh, yeah. Like, it was very short-lived, but we did date.
Very Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I mean, no big deal. The age thing didn't bother me until one night, Teenage Dream comes on the radio, and he's like, ha-ha, this is like you and me.
Ah! Ew.
We'll be young for-
Yuck, that's so disgusting.
And then the relationship quickly went away. It was the most disgusting thing I've ever...
And I'm sorry for making the Jeffrey Epstein comment a minute ago.
Can I tell you something?
Woo! The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Well, we're about ready to go commercial free in just a few minutes.
Yep.
In just a few. World's Greatest Psychic, Gary Spivey's coming up. Everybody Wins edition of Kayla Shoba's SmackDown.
Nice. Okay.
All of that coming up in just a moment. Everybody relax. It's good.
Chillax.
Sure. That too. But first, for no apparent reason, Halsey on one of the late night talk shows doing the lyrics to her song Graveyard. In a Jersey accent. Remember the movie My Cousin Vinny?
Yeah.
Remember the movie My Cousin Vinny? She sounds like, what's that girl's name?
Rita Moreno?
No.
Is that who it was?
Marissa Tomei.
Yeah, that one. I was trying to think of her character's name. Anyway, she sounds like her doing the lyrics to Graveyard.
Oh, because I keep digging myself down deeper. I won't stop till I get where you are. I keep running when both my feet hurt. I won't stop till I get where you are. Oh, when you go down all your darkest roads, I will have followed all the way to the graveyard.
How great is that? How great. Do you not just love Halsey even that much more?
That's funny.
For no apparent reason on the Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's kind of funny. And I whether it's a real psychic thing or it's a friend thing, because I'm this way with my really close friends too.
Yeah.
Like they know. And I know you guys have this with your friends as well. Sometimes they just know. And Gary knew I was dog cussing him in my head. Gary knew. I was like, where are you? Ruining the whole show. Where are you? Yep. You son of a... Just let him have it. You're not going to go back on your... You're going back on your apology now?
Well, I mean, I could... Gary, I'd like to apologize for Chet on his potty mouth in his head, all right?
Well, thank you.
Honestly, I thought I got points for creativity. I thought I was... I thought I came up with some new and original material right there. I thought it was pretty good. And then Gary and I, while the song was playing, we were just taking a minute. They found my goddaughter, my niece. She's really my niece because John's my brother.
Yeah.
And his oldest daughter a week ago today. And you think it was an accident?
I do.
I do too.
Yeah. Yes, sometimes people just party too hard, and that's what happens.
Yeah, that was that was the guess, was that she probably just reckless is the word that comes to mind.
Got it.
Right.
Bulletproof, you know?
Yeah.
Because she would say, I can just see that, oh, it'll be fine. And that was her. That was her.
A lot of people think that. They do think they're bulletproof because they've never died before. They don't think they will die, but that you will, especially if you mix alcohol with a lot of other drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she was a high wire act, man. That's honestly, I was trying to, because I'm performing the service. And I was trying to think while I was driving back to the airport on Sunday from up there. And I was trying to think, because what you say first is very important.
Yeah.
And all I could come up with was that this girl was a high wire act from the minute she was born, in the best possible of ways. I mean, this kid, when she was three, you know the book Little Bear? Do you know the book Little Bear? She literally just, whether she memorized it or whether she could actually read or whatever her deal was, but she could say she could follow along with Little Bear out loud and like in the right spots. You know what I mean? Like you'd go start here and she would just go. It was amazing. But then she was, and then when she became a teenager, she was a holy terror.
She was just like, aren't we all?
No, no, not
like this one.
Not like this. Not, no. So, yeah. And you said she's transitioning?
Yeah. There's a part of heaven that's transition. A lot of times that's the first place we go when we go into heaven from here. And it's a beautiful garden. It appears like the most, almost like, what you would imagine the Garden of Eden looking like, but beautiful waterfalls, fountains, birds chirping, everything's golden with hues around it, lots of angels around you, you know, so that's where she's at. She's in a really beautiful place where she's just getting back together in one piece.
Yeah.
That happens when people go like this a lot of times.
But that's not like limbo, right? Like I know a lot of people reference limbo, but like that's when you're caught between two worlds because you have unfinished business.
Yeah, not earthbound. We don't have to send her anywhere because she didn't.
Got it.
Well, it's a part of heaven, but it's not like exactly, it is heaven. So yes, she's in heaven, but it's the heaven where they put you back together.
Dude, hang on. We got to get to Andrea here really quick. So Andrea, this is, so you're hearing all of our stories and going, come to my story. Come, I need to tell you about my thing. We're sorry about your cousin.
Thank you.
That was like 2 weeks ago. Yeah. 10 days ago.
Yeah. It was on the 13th.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's the day. That was the day for the Meg too, but yours is crazy. So your cousin was at home.
Well, what happened was she was like doing hospice at home.
Okay.
And so she had cancer, and then there was nothing they can do. So she was just kind of at home, you know, like I wouldn't say comfortable because she was in a lot of pain.
Right.
But when she was going to pass, she was holding on to her daughter's hand, and she was, like, squeezing it super tight for about, like, 9-10 seconds, and then she just let go, and then that was it. So I guess I kind of want to know if she was, like, not wanting to let go or if she was in pain. I just want to make, I don't know, just kind of check in, I guess.
Okay. All right. Well, at the moment of death, there's a lot of things that happen. But if a person feels a tremendous amount of love or light, it makes passing easier. So she was, you know, with passing, you pass your light, your energy goes out of your physical body and goes into the cosmos, which goes into heaven, you know, and or with, a lot of times there's an angel or two right there, sometimes a thousand. And so in her case, she was just holding on to the daughter because she could feel all that love and light, and it made it so much easier for her to pass out of her body. And so it was a healing thing, nothing negative, only super positive. And so I see her in heaven. She shows me beautiful hair. She says her hair is pretty. She stuck her tongue out. She's crazy. She was funny, right? She turned around and she turned around and mooned you. And so
mooned.
Mooned. Yeah, she's just making jokes. She's mooning you. And so that would be her, right?
Yeah.
She's crazy. Funny. She's letting me know that's her. She's back to being her. She appreciates you. She says she wants you to look after her, you know. And so she kind of broke up when she said, look after my. And she goes, you know. And so.
Okay.
And so.
Wow. Well, we're sorry for your loss. But you know what? Truly, this is one of those things where, and you know as well as anybody, too, she's in a better place.
Yeah, she is in a better place. Yeah, she was like my soul sister. That's how we used to call each other.
Yep.
She's on the beach. Right now, she's on the beach, a beautiful beach, walking down the beach, and she's hooping and hollering. And so, make any sense? That's what she says.
Yeah.
So there's some beach that was heaven for her. So she's good.
Andrea, thank you.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. We'll I appreciate it. Have a good day, you guys.
You all too. Right,
you
thank
too.
You.
Yeah,
thank
hang
you.
In there.
Thank you.
Was my goddaughter? Was my goddaughter also my niece? Was she showing her butt too? Because if she was doing that was just for Instagram. She's 24, man. That's what she did.
Yeah.
That's what she do. You got to get likes, man. That's how it works.
That's funny.
By the way, where do you think Gary is right now, Kayla? What if you had to listen? Because I can't be the only one that's curious because his voice sounds different.
I will say that he is in, where's that place in California that he goes to?
No, but like what room? Like
oh,
what sort
oh,
of a
bathroom.
Room? Yeah, I'm bathroom as well. Possibly a small office.
Oh, maybe.
I was thinking hotel room.
With minimal furniture. Hotel room, but not a nice one. Just an okay one. Because there's not a lot of stuff in it. Gary, where are you right now?
Well, you know, you're partially right. I'm in a smaller room with an incredible marble fireplace. And a massage table looking out over everything white and very, very white, like as far as your eye can see, snow everywhere.
Ooh.
And so how's that? I'll send a picture to
sorry
you.
I'm sorry to keep you from your massage. We'll get this moving here. Jessica and Eliante, what's going on with your older sister?
Good morning.
Hi.
Yes. So it seems like a lot of things has changed with her. My husband keeps having dreams that he's fighting with the devil, in regards to
about
my sister.
Did we just switch to from your sister to your husband?
No, it actually just correlates together.
So your husband, okay. So your husband is having dreams. He's fighting with the devil. Is that what you just said?
Yes. And it's been happening for quite some time now, and he was given a sword by an angel, Michael, which my husband seemed to get out of his dream, and threw something. He was like, here, catch it, and he said it was a sword when he woke back up. And he said, your sister's lost, and you need to help her. Mm. And from this story is my sister has been a total different person. She's been dating this guy. We took in her two children who are very young on top of my two children. And, you know, things have been missing throughout the house. My mom lost a very important jewelry particle. Can't seem to find it. My sister was the only one near the area that it was missing. There's just a lot of things. And I just want to make sure my sister's not doing illegal drugs that I need to take,
oh,
you know, action with her kids.
Who else? Raise your hand if you thought drugs immediately. Raise your Kayla's hands up. Little Jess's hands up. Gary, is it drugs?
A little bit. You know, she's just got her ways about her, and she's had this for a long time. So I see that. You know, that's what's. But it's kind of more of a habit of taking things sometimes and doing little things. But it's not worth fighting over because she's not going to ever admit anything ever. And so, but the one thing with your husband getting the most important part of this story was that he really was seeing some dark energies that were around him and attacking him. And the angel Michael gave him a sword in his dream. And so that was all very real. That was not a dream. That was real. And so, and then he used the sword to clear her and she got better. And so that's actually the way it works. And so if you read my book, that's all my book explains. It's just how to get a spiritual gift. And that's all I teach in seminars, which I'm coming to. I'll be there in a week. And so, but that's what happened. That was wonderful. And so he truly does have the sword of Michael, which is a very special sword that can not only clear your sister, this can also clear the whole planet. So it's a very special sword. And so that's
wow. That's good.
You better be nice to your husband.
Yeah.
I know. Well, this is not the first dream. He dreams, and when he dreams, I have to write it down because they always come true. Always.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, he's very gifted. He's very, very gifted. You know, I'll give you a free ticket to my seminar next week if he wants to come, if you want to come. That'd be great.
I'm oh, my gosh. He would love it.
Now that you're at work, the fun doesn't have to stop. The Jeff Buchanan Show kicks off your workday commercial-free.
Good morning.
Good morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
With the world's greatest psychic, Gary Spice. 1-800-827-GARY, 1-800-827-GARY. Gary's coming to town on Saturday.
All right.
Not this Saturday. Next Saturday. Next Saturday is already February 1st.
Yep.
Wow. Dang. Sunset Station is the place. It's an all-day-long workshop situation, which those are just fantastic. And they're somewhat limited. They'll cram as many in as they can, but it's you know, there's only so much space.
Yeah.
So I would not wait. 1-800-827-GARY or go to GarySpivey.com. One more, and Alicia's been here. This is so interesting to me because I'll tell you what's on the screen. So it says, I've got a relationship issue. Currently, we're on a break. We argue a lot. We don't see eye to eye in regards to the outlook on our relationship. And doesn't that just sound like, run?
Yeah, just do it now. Get out while you can.
Run! But my guess is you don't see it the same way.
Right.
No.
No, and my guess is, Alicia, you don't see it the same way.
No, not at all.
So what do you...
He's a genuine, he just has that genuine heart, you know, his soul is so pure. I think what our issue is we don't see eye to eye when it comes to certain things because he's so spiritual and I'm not. He just really introduced me into this. So I don't know if he's just so stuck in his ways. We're both stuck in our ways. It's like things that could easily be resolved, but it's hard.
Well, I can totally help you. If you aren't spiritual, the best way I can put it from an angle of someone who is very spiritual, because I can see all these dimensions and things and angels and demons and heavens and hells and all kinds of stuff with people. And so you're really getting, it would be hard for you to make serious decisions based on such limited information if you're not spiritual these days, because mm-hmm. There's so much more to the puzzle. And so when people go, like, you know, when you own it and you say, I'm not spiritual, right? Mm-hmm. That's good because you're telling yourself the truth that you're not. But why would you not want to be if you would see such a bigger world? You see?
Oh, I and definitely want to be.
Okay. Well, it's really easy to be. You know, it's so simple these days. All you got to do is meditate a little bit. You know, you can get my meditations at GarySpivey.com or wherever, you know. But you'll find that you can just meditate a little, and it will come to you so easy these days. And so, but with you guys, he is really in love with you. On a scale of 1 to 10, he's in love with you at 10 and a half. He likes you at -3. And so... Because sometimes with your logic and your practicality, I think you're becoming your mother or your father or something like this. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you don't want to do that, right?
No.
I mean, I'm sure you love them, but you don't want to be them. And so that's what you're doing. So you got to just, you know, expand your horizons move a little bit into the meditation. Now, I cleared all your demons off during the time that we were talking, and that's the reason you're feeling warm inside your body. It's a little bit, and you feel your sinuses open slightly. And so I just see you feeling, and your eyes feel like they got wider. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Weird, right? You weren't expecting
that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was spiritual. Something occurred with you. It's spiritual. I'm in Minnesota today. It's really, you know, and I'm not close to you. And something happened to you physically in Nevada. So, I mean, that was a spiritual occurrence with your logic. And so, but realize that spiritual things happen. You're very lucky to have this guy. You're going to mess up a great opportunity. You got to eat a little crow here, is what I heard. Okay. And so okay. Tell him if he's so spiritual to teach you, please, and be willing to learn.
Okay.
And there you are. That'll solve your problem. Good luck.
Thank you. Help.
Yeah, you'll be all right. Just go.
You're smiling.
Right? You can hear it.
Yeah.
Yep, we can all hear
it. Smiling. Yeah. Yeah, you got light in your body. That's the reason to be spiritual. Light is the same thing as luck. Why would someone not want to be lucky? You know,
amen.
Light. Yeah, so light is luck. Now you got all this light in you. So have fun. Call him up.
Amen.
Apologize 10 times.
And it is a choice. It's all a choice. Yeah. Everything is a choice. Good day, bad day, all that other stuff. Go, oh, well, this is what's happening to me. Yeah, but you can still have a great day. You can still believe. You can still have light in your life.
Yeah.
It used to be a slogan back in the day on this show, be the 10. We reference it all the time, be the 10. You have people that are in similar situations that you are, and they're choosing to be the 2. You be the 10 because that's going to balance out the world.
Yeah, it's up to us to balance it out.
Yep.
Alicia.
So you see it working out as long as...
Not with that attitude. No, I'm just kidding.
That's your doubt. That's your doubt. You know, and you get your paranoia from your family because they would be the doubt superstars of the cosmos, right?
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's where you're picking that up from.
That's really funny because the rest of us are all going, yeah, Alicia, yes, we had a breakthrough. Everything's going to be awesome now. And Alicia's going to be the reason because she's going to do this because she's going to choose to do it. And then you're like, are you sure? You know, like, Kayla and I looked at each other like, like, no.
Yeah, don't doubt. Don't go back to your mom, dad. So go, you know, stay with him, and I see everything working great. He's a love bug.
Yes, he is. Okay. All right. Thank you, guys.
Good luck.
All right. Well, we love you. If he doesn't figure it out, you come with us.
I love you too. Thank you.
All right. We'll see.
All right.
Bye. That's great. Good times. I honestly, do you mind if I repost those pictures that you sent me?
No, that's great. That's great.
I'm gonna put those up. We'll put them up on 98.5 KLUC, and I'll put them up on my personal stuff.
Okay.
Where Gary's at today, Winter Wonderland. I don't want to drive in it, but, yeah, nice.
It looks beautiful.
Yeah, it looks beautiful.
From the comfort inside where there's a fireplace and a massage table.
That's good for you. That's good for me. We're going to have 70 degrees this weekend, but, yeah, no, you enjoy that. It looks gorgeous.
Thank you.
We love you, buddy, and we'll talk to you next Thursday.
All right.
Now your workday starts commercial-free with the Chep Buchanan Show.
Good morning. I love these guys.
On 98.5 KLUC.
The first of these Super Bowl commercials are out, or at least that we've seen.
Yes.
And it was funny because we were talking about Super Bowl prop bets the other day, and one of the prop bets was, will Mr. Peanut... So dumb to say out loud. Will Mr. Peanut, the Planters Peanut mascot, will he be seen without a monocle?
Yes.
During the Super Bowl, because you knew Planters Peanuts would always have, they always have a Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah.
Right? Apparently, they have killed off Mr. Peanut.
No!
Which, by the way, we've seen this, and his monocle stays on the entire time. Even though he meets his untimely demise. He's, who's the dude?
Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, Wesley Snipes. And who's the white dude?
Matt Walsh.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
He's from Veep.
He's funny
stuff
guy.
Like that, yeah.
He's what?
He's from the show Veep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
He sure is. Mm-hmm. So anyway, here's the audio.
We're
driving along.
Oh, look out! Abandoned
man! Car crash.
Oh. We're too heavy.
They swerve to avoid an armadillo. Now the vehicle goes off a cliff. All three guys, you know, get ejected from the vehicle. Obviously not wearing their seatbelts.
Clearly.
Which you need to do. But so now they're hanging. They're hanging on a branch.
We're too heavy. Oh!
Matt, let go.
No, you let go.
Hey, Mr. Peanut. No, you don't. Don't do it, Mr. Peanut.
Mr. Peanut.
No!
Mr. Peanut. He salutes. He lets go, and then
maybe he'll be all right.
No. So maybe he fell. Yeah. So he fell, and then the vehicle, which was laying down at the bottom of the canyon, then it blows up.
Yeah. As well.
So are they getting rid of? Are they getting rid of Mr. Peanut?
I don't know how you do that though. Mr. Peanut is classic. Can I tell you my prediction?
Mr. Peanut's estate tweeted yesterday. It is with heavy hearts that we confirm Mr. Peanut has passed away at 104 years old. He will be remembered as the legume who always brought people together for nutty adventures and a good time. He might not be gone for good. Apparently, his funeral is part of a Planter Super Bowl ad that will run during the third quarter.
I feel like that's when they unveil like Mrs. Peanut, and Mrs. Peanut then becomes the face of Peanuts instead of
so
Mr.
he's but Planet he's
Peanuts.
Done.
I think well, he's
Mr.
done.
Mr. Peanut's done.
I think he's really done.
104 Aww. Years.
Yeah. Seems right.
I don't know how you get out of it though. I don't know how you don't.
Or the next generation of Mr. Peanut. His son gets up there to speak, and now we have a new Mr. Peanut. There's so many possibilities.
I can't believe we're this deep into Mr. Peanut. I can't. I just thought it was interesting.
It's very interesting.
So you think he is gone, but it's, which is it, Mrs. Peanut or Baby Peanut?
I think it's Baby Peanut. It's going to be a new Mr. Peanut, but it's going to be his son carrying on the legacy.
Carrying on the legacy. Yeah, so they can update it.
Yes.
Because who wears a top hat and a monocle in?
Nobody wears that. He's going to have hipster jeans and some sort of vest.
Yeah,
it's going to be great.
Yeah, but here was the thing. Mr. Peanut does, and that made him different.
Yeah.
I think he's going to come out with some bling. Some heavy bling.
It's a bad idea.
Rapper.
It's a bad idea. It's a bad idea. It's the worst idea since A-Rod.
It's on his face.
The greatest person in the world.
So once again, who was the honorary greatest person?
The Paw Paw Law Firm. More lawyer, less fee.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So you know what this means? Triple winners today. Triple winners. For the final exam.
Nice. I like it.
NASCAR tickets, Paw Patrol tickets, and Runnin' Rebels tickets all coming up in like the next 10 minutes. Greatest person in the world. Who do you have, Lil Jazz?
Y'all, we got an NFL team.
That's
what?
Right.
Are you kidding me?
May I? It was official yesterday.
The Raiders were born in Oakland and played 13 seasons in L.A. Both cities will always be part of our DNA. But we are now the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, can I co-sign with you?
For sure. And I want to say, you know, thank you to the Knights for coming here and doing their thing because we got an NFL team, y'all. So happy to us and y'all is.
Yeah, Mark Davis, Mark Bedane, Governor Sisolak, everybody who's involved to get the Raiders here. And now we got us an NFL team. You just might be
the greatest person in the world.
What else you got?
Well, it was not. Well, it came down yesterday. There was a trailer for the new I Want to All the Boys I've Loved Before. There is a new one coming out. The sequel, number 2.
Go ahead.
P.S. I Still Love You. It is going to be the great. I know it's so corny. It's totally.
No, it's not, Kayla.
It's totally rom-com, but it's adorable. I won't subject my boyfriend to it. I'm so excited. And they've already said they're going to start recording right after for a third installment.
Oh, good
yes.
Lord.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. So what am I missing? Because I have no idea what you're talking about.
To All the Boys I Loved Before was a Netflix movie that came out, and it's based on a series of books. And it is, I don't want to spoil anything for you, but, like, it's adorable. It's about high school kids, and this girl's
crushes.
Nervous, and she falls in love. But it's a very unique way how she gets there, and her little sister's involved in the whole thing.
It's like if you flip You on its head and make it not creepy.
Yes, 1,000%. Not even close, yeah. But yeah.
I realize I'm stretching a little. Mm-hmm. I realize I'm stretching some. But yeah, so I know how stoked you are.
To all the boys.
I know how stoked you are.
So to Noah and everyone that's involved in this movie, y'all is
the greatest person in the world. Finally, all of that listening pays off.
Yay! All right.
It's the Chep Buchanan Show's final exam.
Hey, we gotta go really quick. Christina, 3 words. According to Lil Jess, when you're on a date and you run into your ex, what do you do?
grab that booty.
Nice. Yeah. Lori in Green Valley, when you're on a date, according to Lil Jess, you run into your ex. What do you do?
Grab his booty.
Okay, grab that booty. Okay, fair enough. And Jace, too, when you're on a date, you run into an ex. What do you do?
Grab that booty.
That, my man. Well delivered. Booty. Nicely job. Everybody's winning prizes. We're getting out of here because we're that much closer to Friday.
Uh-huh.
Everybody have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. See you tomorrow if you want.
The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5.
Yeah. KLQC. Oh, and many thanks to our buddies at Meineke, home of the 1995 synthetic blend oil change. Boom! That just happened. Meineke.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.